Cinda.
Hey, Robert. How's it going?
Great. Happy 4th of July.
Happy belated 4th of July.
Yes.
Feeling kind of melancholy about it this year.
Why? Mm. Why? Hmm. So. Well, you know, we got a budget passed. Doesn't have anything for the arts, but we'll see. How was your 4th of July? What'd you do?
We got out of town.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So
same.
We left Thursday, came back Monday. 10 out of 10 recommend coming back on the Monday, though.
Yeah.
Especially if you're driving.
Right. Miss all the traffic.
Miss hopefully. All the traffic. Unless you find yourself on the George Washington Bridge during rush hour.
Woof.
Speaking for myself.
Yes. Yeah, I went to Cape May for the weekend and had a great time. It was packed down there, but at the same time, like, we left early Thursday morning to make it there early enough to beat everybody else, or everybody else was already down there already. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think a lot of people mm-hmm. now are just, like, hanging at the Jersey Shore all summer, doing that hybrid life.
You know how I feel about the Jersey Shore.
It's not for everyone. It's not for everyone.
I've actually never been, but the connotation in my mind is forever going to be 2009 Snooki getting clocked.
Yeah, Jim Tan Laundry?
Yeah.
Oh, my. That is not my Jersey Shore.
I believe you, but I wish to go elsewhere. Ugh,
I will want to shout out the small businesses, the wineries, the entrepreneurs in these shore towns that are also sharing art, using local artisans in their shops, because that's what people are going for. You're going to get that touristy crowd coming into town and wanting to, like, buy up all of those little things that remind them of the little vacation that they got to take. Mm-hmm. It's always great to see.
Agreed. And I went to a New England town that I'm not going to share because this I do gatekeep.
Gatekeeper.
But there was an arts festival that weekend.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
We went to the beach a little bit. We brought the beach back to the hotel with us.
Oh, yeah.
As a family of four does. A minor miracle, we managed not to bring any sand into the hotel room, but that was only because I was able to source the hotel hose and spray the family down.
Excellent.
Oh, those kids had never slept better.
Isn't that the best part?
It's the best part. I love a nap.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so many great naps. So many, like, post-beach naps.
Mm-hmm.
They're the best.
Okay, guys.
Oh, before you get sleepy, on to the conversation.
On to the conversation.
This is Robert Marsh, and you're listening to Philly Has Heart podcast. In this podcast, we sit down with artists, gallerists, educators, curators, and other creatives who comprise the Philadelphia art world to discuss upcoming performances, exhibits, and other events and initiatives that are not to be missed. The art scene in Philadelphia is so rich that it can seem daunting. Consider this your weekend cultural recommendation. With me always is my producer, Lucinda Dyerland.
Hello, hello.
And today we have Stephen Ia. We're so happy to have you today.
Thank you for having me. It's so wonderful to see you guys.
Yes. We originally met Stephen at Artish with Callie and Kelly. Stephen was painting during the event, but then also selling some of your portfolio as well that evening. I myself even purchased one that night, which is on my walls already.
Really?
Love it. Awesome. Absolutely love it. It was so incredible to go to Artish to see art, number one, being made in person, and then be able to speak with artists there.
Yeah.
You know, that they're really making that the focus each year as it grows. What was your experience that night?
My experience was beautiful, and it was interesting to see how people responded to you painting in real life. Mm-hmm. It's different when you think people are just walking by and they're like, what is this kid doing? Why are they kind of being weird? But no, it's like people are very interested and very excited for another person to just be painting and seeing that happen in real time. When I was organized to come onto Artish, they're asking, what would you like to do? Like, what is something you want to do? I said, I could possibly paint live, but it would be my first time ever doing it. So it was a big feat, lots of nerves.
Couldn't tell.
I had to tackle it, but it was the excitement just took over and it was more excited. The nerves were gone.
Yeah.
And it was just meeting people, trying to show my art, this thing that like I love doing just for the sake of having people be inspired.
How did you get connected? Who pulled you into Artish?
A lot of connections. First, okay. I started off with Aya Market. I don't know if you guys ever heard. It's over in Fairmount, Philly. They are like a jewelry store. My girlfriend and I were there, and they were having one of their first art markets in their secret garden. So my girlfriend and I were browsing through things, and then at the end, we find some art pieces that we, like jewelry pieces that we liked. Out of nowhere, we're talking to the owner, and out of nowhere, she's like, oh, so, you know, how do you get involved into this whole art market? And she said, well, are you an artist? And she said, no, he is. So from there, Rachel and Val, who are the owners and co-owners of Aya, they invited me and I wanted to get my photography taken, you know, doing it live. It was like a very big moment. I invited this photographer at first and he said yes. But then I was so stupid. I was like, this is such a big opportunity. My girlfriend and I were talking about it. She was like, you know, Steven, maybe you could just shoot the photography yourself. Like you do have your own camera, you do your own media. Okay, fine. So I denied him. I told him no. And this is PJ. I don't know if you ever heard of PJ. He's a really big photographer here, like food photographer. And okay, I denied him. And I like for like a whole day straight, I was like, this was the wrong decision. So I accepted PJ back in. And then PJ gladly came, took my photos. The same day he was like, Steven, I love your art. Let's go take photos of it in my studio. So the next day we take photos and he's like, Steven, let me connect you with someone that I know that knows about the Philadelphia Museum. And her name is Sydney. And Sydney and I talked it out like maybe like a week later. She said, let me throw in your name into, I guess, the PMA. And she said, I don't know if you'll get accepted. Maybe a month or two go by. I'm like, oh, well, I guess nothing's coming out of it. And I get an email from Priscilla, who's there organizing this whole event. And she said, I'd love to meet with you and talk to you about being one of the vendors at Artish, or like, you know, exhibit your art at Artish. That's how I met you guys.
Boom. Oh my gosh. That's incredible.
It's been a really inspiring time. I don't show my media to anybody. Mm-hmm. That was my first time with Rachel and Val. That was the first time I showed somebody my art. How I started all of this is such a big story.
Yeah. Let's get into it.
Oh yeah.
How'd you start?
I first want to say that having adults, great adults, inspiring adults in your life art is just so important. And I'll start off with maybe just a few moments when I was younger. I remember one time in art class, and this was like second grade, third grade, we were doing an objective, which was like, okay, foreground, background. I don't know. I forgot how old that is in second grade. I'm like drawing and I'm doing something I think I like love. And out of nowhere, my teacher's like calling me out to the whole entire class saying like, this is not what you do. You don't do this.
What?
This makes no sense. How is this bird so big here? And then this house is over here being big. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so degrading. I'm a kid. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. So I stay quiet. You know, confidence just plummeting slowly.
Yeah. Nosedive.
And so then in like around third grade, fourth grade, it was a time to be a part of course. I remember vividly showing up to the door and looking through the window and seeing like some of my friends there. And I was like, oh, I want to go in. Like, this is where like I'm supposed to take my moment. I turn around. I don't show up. You know, your confidence at age is just so important. Fast forward. In high school, I started taking like iPhone videos. I was really inspired to be able to do that. I loved being able to just watch people make cool videos. Like back then, media there was so simple. You just shot clips together. I love that. My graphic design teacher inspired me personally to be able to be like, Steven, I like what you do on graphic design. Let's have it up in the art show in high school. And so she was amazing. She was like a really big influence for me. Coming college, all these other friends that inspire me to pick up the camera. So it's like being a big whole multimedia, mixed media artist and everything. Recently, maybe 2 years ago, I did art here and there. I did some in college. But then I found myself in like a very deep hole, very deep, dark hole.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to figure that out. And so I put myself onto medications. It was like a long process of putting myself onto medications. I was actually, again, like talking about more inspirations. I don't know if you've heard of Rick Rubin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like,
we're not that old.
My bad. So Rick Rubin, so big in the creative space of being able to like talk to other creatives and pull out all this, like all this like masterpieces out of them. I was listening to a podcast from them, and he was saying like, you know, his journey through going on to medications because he doesn't, he's like never done drugs, which I tried to figure that out. Anyway, but so he does that. And so I put myself onto medications. And for the whole entire year, I took painting seriously. I picked up oil painting. I was like, I don't know how to use oil paint. I'm going to use, I used to use acrylic. Acrylic took way too long to, it took, it was so fast to dry. And so I picked up oil painting, and every single night I painted. I painted just this one flower, and through the course of this flower, it was like dying. It was actually really funny because of one of the last paintings I took of it was one of the leaves looked like it was bowing. And at that point, the flower looked like it was bowing. And I was like, this is really cool. So that whole entire year, I showed no one my art except if like you were like my friend or you, it was like a coworker. So for that whole entire year, I did art. That whole entire year as well, I let go of more than half of my whole friend group. So the hole got deeper. It turned into a cave. It was just like, who am I in this? And so as I did more of that art, I understood oil painting.
Yeah.
I understood what it was to be painting and these emotions that are around me. And so as I knew more about that, I knew more about myself. I found out who I was and how important it was for me to go through that whole journey myself.
Right.
And then it wasn't to any waste. I didn't care if it was like, oh, I'm just going to throw this in trash or it just will never meet anybody.
Right.
But, you know, through connections and through the right people, it was seen by so many eyes.
Right.
And people are just like, this is like so wonderful that this is out here. And I tell that to myself like almost every day. This is so fun.
Yeah.
I don't do
it. You were filling that hole with your art.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, no. And so I try my best to show other people now, but I still stay quiet about it. Like, I'm not just like, oh yeah, I'm an artist. I want to listen to what you do, all this. And this is even like one of the opportunities where I'm trying my best to be able to speak about myself.
Because
there's most of the times where I'm like, oh wait, I'm talking too much. Rest. I should, you know, say, let these people say something to me. But that's how art has been. It's been a big journey of like different mediums, different people, and emotions. And so now we're here. And I thought this would just be a hobby.
It's crazy how we've talked to a number of different artists now, and they also have just fallen into it, you know, found it as an outlet, found it as a hobby to start with, and then fell in love with it one way or another, and then took different directions and found one that spoke most to them, or put it down for a while and then picked it back up. And so it's great to see that you're not only you're not limiting yourself to one medium, you're exploring and continuing to try to find what's inspiring for you as well as what your favorite is going to end up being.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
So much. Such a big journey.
Yes.
And like talking to you guys, first podcast and just best experience, you know,
like
going through all these experiences. That's why I'm videoing myself, just trying to be like a different player in the YouTube space or the media space. It's not I'm trying to make you brain rot and watch me do what I'm doing every single day. Like my objective is to have people be like, oh, I'm watching this video, but right now, like, I'm inspired, like this kid is doing something. When I just drop the video, I'm going to watch it later. But I'm going to go pick up, I don't know, a brush or a camera.
Yeah. Just think, like, first you sharing your art, then you sharing your art through this media as well. You're allowing other new artists to then be able to show them that there's a new path, right?
Yes.
That the second grader who is told by an adult that their drawing is crap, that no, there are many different artists that come at it in many different ways. And this is a life that can be meaningful and fulfilled. That's great.
Yeah, it is. It's lots of self-doubt in this whole entire space.
Yeah.
And having integrity and confidence through all of it is so important.
Yeah.
And so just being able to know that it is possible, as long as you stick to, you know, who you are and what you feel,
yeah,
you know, anything is possible.
Yeah. Where do you believe you're finding most of your inspiration for your art now?
So, funny enough, I was listening to one of the podcasts. I heard that you think Monet might be overrated.
Yeah. Yes. So, you called me out. Yes.
So, funny enough, during that whole entire year that I was like just in a deep dark hole, my girlfriend got me a membership to the PMA, and I went every single weekend, and I was like, I need to go here. I'm studying from these artists. This is what I want to do. Yeah. So I'm always in the wing of like post-impressionist, impressionist artists. Yep. Going through these guided tours, hearing what all these different people have to say. Every person has a different thing to say. Mm-hmm. I'm like going through these artists and I love Monet. And I'm looking through it. And I'm like, this makes no sense to me right now. How is this look so awesome? So I'm like hours in front of these paintings, staring at them and studying from them. And so that's who's inspired me, Picasso, Van Gogh, Monet. And then also the ones that like when, you know, it was very academic type of art, like you couldn't see a single paint stroke. And I was just so amazed by like, how do these people do this? So at some points I was like copying, or like I remember when I get back to my easel, I'm like remembering what I saw. And I'm just like imagining this paint stroke or what it is to do that. And so even YouTube videos. So it was more or less not painting what I think I saw. It's what I actually see. So there's like everything is just a shape. Everything is a shape in a different shade of color. There's colors that trick your mind.
Right.
Where like if you look at a cloud and it's a blue sky, it might look like a gray cloud when technically it's almost like a very dull blue. And so, you know, learning color theory through even like all these other artists, it's like, this makes sense now. Like right. There's something our eyes are doing and our brain is, you know, having to comprehend. So these artists I learned from in a very different sense of like a teacher telling me. I'm like imagining also, I don't know how weird this is to say, but like Monet or like Van Gogh or all these people that I'm like inspired by, like just like looking at my art or like critiquing it, maybe a little harshly, or like, they're like, no, this is good.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Oh.
Because, and like I said, like, you know, adults are so important. And, you know, I don't think any of those, who knows, maybe Picasso might be like, this is absolute shit. or like, you know, just that these critiques. Pablo. Yeah.
Steven, outside of your art, what is your day-to-day 9-to-5?
My day-to-day 9-to-5 is video editing. I'm a video editor for my show Filmworks. And we do a lot of like commercials, social media, lots of narrative stories too here. Wow. And there. We had one story, it's called Viet Lead, and it was like Vietnam immigrants coming here. It's like the whole story about that. It made it into Tribeca.
Oh, wow.
And so then that was like maybe a year or two ago. And so now we had Underdogs, which is about Vare Recreation Center here in Philly. They like had to tear it down and then they rebuilt. And so we had that whole entire story with like one of the Eagles players. And so that was also a big deal in Philly for a minute too. So
yeah,
yeah, we do. I video edit.
You get to do a little creative at work as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's fulfilling.
That's awesome. Steven, do you have any upcoming projects or exhibitions that are coming up?
I do. I have the IO Market again in the second week, the second Saturday of August.
Okay.
Not exactly sure which date that is. I think that's like the 2nd or the 9th.
Where can people find you both online and in real life?
In real life, most likely from like another connection. Like, I'm like, again, like not outwardly trying to go for all of it, but it just ends up happening.
Yeah.
In like social media, you could find me in like Instagram, like Art by Sipsy, SPSY, or like YouTube right now, which is SPSY. Or it should be Art by SPSY as well.
Too. We'll link it all in the show notes.
Okay, awesome.
We're going to close out with some rapid-fire questions for you.
Awesome.
Can you, if you could describe the Philly art scene in one word?
Inclusive.
Nice. Inclusive. Yeah. Excellent. If you could pick one work of art to have in your house, no limitations, what would it be?
Any Japanese footbridge that Monet has ever painted.
Wow. Okay. Cheesesteaks with whiz or without?
With whiz.
Nice. Sure. If you had to pick one medium to work with for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It would be oil painting.
Beautiful. Favorite Philadelphia neighborhood?
It would be Fishtown.
Nice. A Philadelphia-based artist people are sleeping on?
Scratch Williams.
I'll link them.
Favorite beverage at the moment?
Ooh, water? Sparkling water?
So setting the scene, the PMA is on fire, but you have a superpower to save one piece in the museum. What do you save?
With the crucifixion of Jesus, it would be that.
Excellent.
Especially for how old it is and the techniques used for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for spending your time with us today.
Thank you, Stephen, so much for being here.
Thank you guys for having me.
Great conversation with Stephen. I mean, we are getting so many great conversations and leads and talks from our time at Artish. It was really a time that artists and patrons were able to come together. Mm-hmm. It was a really great event that I look forward to every year that the Art Museum puts together. I do wonder, though, if they will do it again next year, because they are juggling a lot with the 250-year anniversary.
Artish or the having city artists come in?
Artish, because the Art Museum has already postponed some of their other major events because of how much they're juggling with the 250th anniversary.
Do you think we'll get our public services back by then?
Potentially. Let's hope so. I read today that supervisors are sleeping on cots to make sure that you have fresh water in the city. Honey, I don't want to take a side.
I'll take a side.
Okay.
Pro-union town. Okay, let's not get too political on here. I'm not doing anything this weekend. I'm taking a little vacation from my vacation.
Nice.
But we have several gallery exhibition closures throughout July, so prioritize these. Rob Wynn's Thence and the Group Show Tea Party closes at Locke's Gallery on July 11th. Dick Daddario's Abstraction and Paint in Pots just opened at Muse Gallery for the month of July. Cecilia Paredes, By My Side or Back of Me at the Print Center. Katie Hugnall, The Longest Distance Between Two Points at the Museum for Art and Wood. And Da Vinci Art Alliance just opened two shows, Imaginary Portals, Poetics of Space, which is the summer member exhibition, and Nature, We Are Of It, a solo exhibition by Gloria Clayman, just opened and will also be closing on July 20th.
John Pobledore's Chapel of Color is ongoing at Bridget Meyer Gallery until the beginning of August. H. Doyle's Spray Therapy is ongoing at Works on Paper Gallery until the end of August. Tickets to Ballet X Summer Series are on sale for July 16th through the 20th. Subscriptions for Philadelphia Theater Company, Ballet X, Opera Philadelphia, Ensemble Arts, and Philadelphia Ballet are all available. On that note, Philadelphia Ballet has a matching gift opportunity at the moment. An anonymous donor has pledged to match all new gifts to the annual fund by July 31st, which is just a great way to maximize your impact if you've ever considered making a gift.
Let's make them poor!
Yeah. We are linking to the support page in the show notes. And with that, Philly has heart.
And art!
Any Japanese footbridge that Monet has ever painted.
Wow. Beautiful.
Is that okay with you, Robert? Just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine. I'll let it slide.
Thank you.
He's a beautiful artist, okay?
And I don't blame you too, either. I mean, I can see where it's like, oh, this is just beautiful art, right?
It is.
Like, you like looking at it, but where's the other objective of like saying something with a narrative?
Yes.
There's that. Levels.
Yes. Like, how many times did he have to stand by this pond?
Like, how many freaking water lilies were there?
Yes.
Okay, moving on.
Yes.